Wishwell Radio, where changing the world starts with changing the home, with your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hi, welcome to Finishwell Radio. I'm your host, Meredith Curtis, and I'm so glad that you're with us tonight. I am so excited to have Leah Brooks here. Leah is not only one of my closest friends, but she is a successful entrepreneur, a homeschooling mom, a homemaker, and she has a wonderful husband, two wonderful children. But before we get started, I'm going to let Leah tell us a little bit about herself and about where you can find her on the web.
Thank you, Meredith. I am really excited to be here, and this is an honor for me to be able to represent Finishwell. Like Meredith said, my name is Leah Brooks. I'm 45 years old, and I have two teen girls. I'm raising a child with disabilities. As a part-time business, I sell hydroponic gardens. I love to garden. I love anything vegetables, and so that was just kind of a natural outcropping of my love that I teach people how to garden. And you can find me at leahbrooks.towergarden.com. But it really, my main love is Jesus Christ and raising my children for the glory of God and living for the glory of God. That is the most important thing in my life right now, always, I think. And so my church and Finishwell Conference and homeschooling are just my passions. So I'm really excited to be talking to you guys tonight about these passions and what God has laid on my heart for you.
Thanks so much. Leah and I met each other many years ago, and oddly enough, or maybe divinely inspired enough, we met at our very first Finishwell Conference. And I never knew that Leah would end up becoming part of our life and end up on the Finishwell team. So, Leah, what brought you to the first Finishwell Conference?
Well, when my children were younger, I had a big group of families that I homeschooled with. And I'm sort of a natural people organizer, and so, you know, I would decide that we wanted to do a field trip, and then we'd have 100 people show up. You know, it was just something that I loved to do, and I wanted my children to be around homeschooling families. And when they were younger, you know, it was a lot of fun. But as they got older, two things happened. First, their public school friends, about middle school, I saw them start doing things that I really didn't approve of, like stealing, lying. They had thoughts about the opposite sex that I didn't really approve of. And I thought, okay, I need to limit, you know, these friendships. But then I started looking into the homeschool community. And there were 100 awesome families. But then there were a couple families that I thought, oh, my goodness, I don't see anything different from the public school. And I really started to study that. And I thought, how am I going to raise godly children? And I was one of those homeschooling moms that kind of vacillated between, you know, being perfect and having the perfect children. And they were all lined up in the front pew of church and their hair was braided and, you know, little ducks in a row. And I'm just going to do everything perfect, to being the harried mom whose kids are kind of running wild, disobedient, you know, and I would just go back and forth between those two things. And I was trying to follow, you know, find the rules. What are the rules for homeschooling? What are the rules for raising godly children? And God gave me a verse as I cried out to the Lord, and I cried out to the Lord. I said, how do I raise my children? How do I homeschool them for the glory of God? And he gave me this verse, and it was something that impacted me. It's Matthew 11:29. And it says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And as I read that verse, Jesus said, you have yoked up with me. And I said, I know, Lord, but it's so hard. I'm so busy. I'm so harried. You know, everything's got to be perfect. And he said, but wait, this is supposed to be easy when you yoke up with me. My burden is light. This is what I'm telling you, Leah. My burden is light. And I thought, okay, how? You know, I'm crying out to the Lord. And I did feel, you know, a huge sense of relief. And then I said, God, I want you to show me some people who are actually walking this out. And I prayed, and I don't know how it happened, but Finishwell Conference kind of popped up in my, I think on the computer somewhere in an email or whatever. And I just felt like I need to go to this conference. You know, if you ever have that overwhelming, you have got to go. It's like God is telling you, you better go because I'm not going to let you rest until you go. And I just, and I thought, I don't know anybody there. It was, I don't, you know, and I didn't. I knew nobody, but I just felt like I have got to go. And when I went, I was fed. I was spiritually fed in ways that I never would have anticipated.
It's so funny that you shared that because I remember speaking at the library with two just really amazing women, homeschooling moms in the area about homeschooling high school. And after the conference was over, I was just thinking about all the questions that people had asked me about homeschooling high school. And then also thinking about all the homeschooled kids I'd known who had wandered from the Lord. And I said to my husband, when he asked me how he felt the night had gone, I said, I felt it went really well, but I felt like people were asking the wrong questions. And I feel like people should be asking the questions, all those questions about academics, but also, you know, how can we raise children who will love Jesus and serve him the rest of their life and live for him in a way that really glorifies him? And so it's really exciting to me that Leah was asking those questions, and God led her to us to be part of the conference to end up, you know, being on the other side helping other people. But going back to your first time there, I remember meeting you, and you had a little daughter in a wheelchair. She was sweet as could be, and your older daughter was so nice, too. And I remember meeting the three of you. I don't think Steve was there, and I just really liking you and your daughter's. So tell me about your impressions coming to the conference. Do you remember sessions you went to, or, you know, maybe something struck you about the people that you met? Go ahead and share that.
Well, in my mind, I think the first 2 years of Finish Well have kind of melded into one. So I don't know, you know, if I went to the session first or the second year. One of them was a session by a young woman named Katie Beth Curtis, who's just had her first baby. And she was in her early 20s at this time. So she was in college. She was going to Stetson University. And she did a talk about worldviews. She talked about how she was trained by her parents to be able to recognize postmodernism, to be able to recognize different worldviews that are outside of Christianity. And that impressed me. In fact, Ephesians 4:14, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching. And when I saw her, I thought, this is a solid young woman who can stand on her faith and who has an answer to anyone who asks. And as I listened to her, I thought, she is so mature and she articulates things very well. And that was one of my first, you know, I thought, okay, I want this for my children. So, you know, how are they doing that? How are they raising children in this way? And then another talk that I went to that impacted me greatly was one that Meredith Curtis did, who happens to be, she's here, you know, she's been talking, but she's also Katie Beth's mom. And it was how to homeschool. And she brought out all these stacks of colored file folders. And she said, this is how I've homeschooled my children. And she said, you know, I've decided what I want them to learn, and I've picked out several good books. And she made these, like, little file folders. They weren't thick. They weren't complicated. In fact, they were, like, really uncomplicated. And she said, I use living books, and I teach my children, here are the goals that I want them to learn. And this was not light and easy work. This was rigorous work, a lot of reading of some really excellent books. But she had really clear goals for each one of her children. And it wasn't based on necessarily on the class, but, you know, she had themes for each class. But it was really based on what she wanted to impart into her children, and each child was individualized. And that impressed me. I thought, wow, okay, so here's a mom that's really seeking the heart of her child and seeking to impart certain wisdom, certain knowledge into her child. And she did it in such an easy, clear way. And then, if I can talk about the last one, this class impacted my children and in ways that I was just really amazed. But they had what's called God's Girl's Beauty Secret, and this is based on a book that Meredith wrote with another young woman who actually just had a baby today. We have lots of babies happening. Her name is Sarah. And they talked about biblical beauty. And then they had makeup tips and hair brushing tips and things like that. And my girls went to this class, and they were, you know, young. I think my oldest was in fifth grade. And they were just in awe of these young women. And as the young women taught them and trained them, so full of joy and peace, And one of them leaned over to my oldest daughter and she said, "You are beautiful." And that's something that just floored her. I said, "Well, how can I raise my children to think of themselves as beautiful and to have this confidence and this grace, but also this love that they want to pass on to other children, also, you know, passing on their knowledge to other children?" But the most impressive thing that for Finish Well to us were the teens. When we walked in, we were greeted lovingly, warmly by these teens who seemed genuinely to care and to be excited that they were there. And they weren't, remember how I told you I had vacillated between, you know, my little children all in a row with, you know, neat hair, and they weren't like that. they were a little bit exuberant. They were a little bit joyful, probably a lot joyful. They were really fun-loving. They had a sparkle in their eye, but they weren't disobedient. They weren't wild. They were kind of refreshing, you know. And, I mean, I had really been seeking that. How do I raise children who love the Lord, who are full of joy, who are confident? Every time I've gone back to Finish Well, I see these same teens. Some of them have grown up, and there's new ones that have you know, grown into being teens. But it's a theme that I see at Finish Well, being taught very, very well.
God has been so good to us, really, with the teens we have as part of our team. If you come and visit us this year, or you might be listening to this in a couple years from now, and I hope that you will come and you'll meet these teens and see their heart for the Lord. How did the conference, Leah, impact your family?
Beside what I talked about with my girls, and also, you know, they developed a real desire to spend more time with these types of teens. I asked my husband that question because Meredith sent me the questions early, and he said, "I don't really know." But now I can tell you my family serves at Finish Well, and my husband cooks the food for it, and he's a great cook. He's an awesome cook, and he makes the lunches. And my children participate, too. My daughter's going to be speaking this year on how to tips and tricks for high school, how to thrive in high school. And both of them have been greeters, and so I see that they've learned a lot of responsibility. First they watched and they learned and how, you know, watched these teens, and then they began to emulate them, and now they've taken on the responsibility that these teens have had, and that's been very, very good for them. I think in our family how it's impacted us is we've gone into the teen years without any rebellion. In fact, far from it. You know, my children are an absolute joy. My family is joyful. We have a lot of fun. We laugh. My kids are very loving. When they see me, you know, they still run up and they just hug me and they want to sit next to me, sit on my lap, you know, just those things. So we have that joy of that. And I also see that my children are growing into these, they have the same traits as the teens that I first saw at Finish Well. And to me, that's very, very rewarding to see that. So, you know, God answered my prayer when I said, you know, how do I do this? What are the steps I take? He said, "Listen, my disciples, I had them follow me around. They listened to me. They heard my voice. They watched what I did." He said, "That's pretty much what you need to do. Go find godly people. Follow them around. Watch what they do. Emulate them. And you're going to see those same fruits in your life." So, you know, I can't say, oh, there was a huge, big impact. I think because we haven't had drama, because we haven't had the lack, because we have had peace in our home, I'm not sure if we would have entered so seamlessly and smoothly into the teen years if we had not, Jesus hadn't sent us to Finish Well.
Thank you so much, Leah. We are going to take a break right now from our sponsor. And we will be right back, and then we're going to talk about Leah being on the other end and being part of the Finish Well team. And also for you listening that you have a heart for the Lord, how can you impact the people around you? So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In all my years of attending Finish Well conferences, I found that it's more than just homeschooling. It's learning how to live.
Finish Well 2015, July 10th and 11th. Visit finishwellcon.com for more information. You've been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network. Now back to your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hi, welcome back to Finish Well Radio. I'm here with my guest, Leah Brooks, and she is sharing with us her experience of attending Finish Well and being inspired in her family. And now she's part of the team. She ended up joining us and helping us, and she has really been a blessing. You'll meet her husband if you come. He'll be serving the lunches. He will be the chief cook in the kitchen. If you sit down and talk to Leah, you will walk away encouraged because she's always full of joy and very bubbly and enthusiastic. Leah, what made you want to help out with Finish Well?
If you find a good thing in your life, you know, you want to share it. And that's how I feel about Finish Well. It was something that impacted my life in a very positive way. And I see a lot of homeschoolers who really, really struggle. I see a lot of moms who are exhausted. I see families that are not necessarily committed to raising children who follow the Lord. They sort of get blown by the wind, I guess. I see homeschooling, the homeschooling movement in America changing. But what I wanted to do is to say to people, hey, there's this really great conference and you guys should go to it. And so I thought, well, if I'm going to really tell people to go to this conference, I better help them out because this is a lot of work. And that's, you know, what I decided to do was to help out and try to impact lives in a meaningful way for Christ, for the glory of God.
And Leah, being part of the conference, because I know you've served in a lot of different ways. You've been behind the scenes helping Steve with food. 1 year you helped with marketing, and you've been a speaker for several years now. And so you've kind of been in all the different areas of serving. How have you been able to impact people as part of the Finish Well team?
I have people that come to me often and tell me, they say, you know, you fed me truth. And it grew in my life, and this is what it grew into. And that's very rewarding to hear that. I think that just bringing people into Finish Well has impacted. Anybody that I've brought in has thanked me. They said, thank you for this. It's just made a huge difference. And they felt loved, and they felt part of what the Lord was doing, and they felt equipped. And it is very different from any other homeschool conference you'll go to. Many conferences are how-to conferences, and Finish Well is. There's some how to homeschool, but their goal is to really equip you as parents and equip the children to follow the Lord, to fight the good fight, to be warriors, really, for the kingdom. And so many of the sessions are designed around that. And so people kind of walk in and they have their little notebooks and they say, okay, here I'm going to find out about transcripts and I'm going to find out how to get my kid into college. And then they get sessions and they are so touched by the message that there's a lot of crying that goes on. And the lunches often, people don't usually leave the building for lunch because they just want to talk about what, you know, what's happening, what's going on. And that's why we provide a lunch and we all kind of sit around and talk about it. And then even after the sessions on the last day, we have people come and just hang out with us in the cafeteria and they're like, the Lord told me this and the Lord told me that and I'm so excited. And then later on, we get so many encouraging messages. And that's part of what's giving me a great pleasure in Finish Well. And I know the organizers and all of the other speakers, too, that's really what's on their heart is changing people's hearts.
Well, that is so true. Leah, this year you are talking about a subject that I think a lot of people want to hear about. And I know for me, I always wanted to eat healthy and, you know, do organic things. I used to belong to a co-op. I remember eating with other ladies in the 80s and pouring grains into glass jars. And, you know, I mean, I'm going way back, aren't I? I was a young bride. And so I've always had that interest. But one of the things I found, I have a big family. There's 8 of us. And it is very hard to afford to eat healthy. And you're going to talk about that, how to eat healthy in an inexpensive way. So I want you to share just a little bit about your session, but also tell me what's going on in your heart toward those people who will be in your session.
It's very emotional for me, food and eating healthy. And I have a couple of reasons why we've decided that to make changes in our family's life. And I often tell people about my daughter, my disabled daughter, and how her doctor told us, you know, we needed to eat better or she'd be in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. She needed to get healthier. But what I don't usually tell people is about my husband and the fact that for a long time my husband was in such poor health. And I'm a respiratory therapist. I've seen a lot of young fathers in their 40s die. And I looked at my husband for a long time and I thought, you know, this man's going to have a heart attack. I just knew it. And, you know, we better get our life insurance together and I better prepare myself emotionally. And at one point I actually told him, you better make sure that we're set up because the way you're eating, the way you're living your life, I'm really concerned about you. And that was sort of a painful period. There was like a lot of fear, but I also learned to trust in the Lord. But it also spurred me on, like, I need to make changes in the way we're eating and what we're doing. And we did not have very much money at all. We were really struggling. And so, and I was working and homeschooling, and I had to find ways to be creative, make food inexpensive, and make dishes that were healthy but inexpensive. I had to learn how to garden. That made a big difference in our ability to access these foods. And so it was several years of the Lord just showing us different things we can do. And now I look at my husband and, you know, we still need to lose a bunch of weight, you know, but we're pretty healthy. We have a lot of energy and my husband is happy. He's kind of bouncy, happy kind of guy. And, you know, you're not like that when you're tired all the time. And I'm just really gratified by the health changes that we made. I feel like they made a big impact. But when I talk to families about how they can make these changes themselves, I think there's a lot of feeling of defeat, a lot of feeling of we can't afford it, we can't do it, it's too much, too hard. And so what I really want to do is just come up with some really practical ideas, because I think when you make one small change that leads to another change and another change and another change, you don't have to overhaul everything at once. You can simply start, like maybe you can change your breakfast cereals to oatmeal and, you know, add a lot of fun stuff to your oatmeal. Like I believe in like real sugar and maple syrup, and I think those make eating healthy a lot more fun, and cream and lots of dried fruits and things like that. Maybe that's one change you could make in your family. Or maybe simply having a goal of eating three different fruits and vegetables every day. You know, most Americans eat 1.2 fruits and vegetables a day. That's it. So, you know, three is a big stretch for people, but having that simple goal. But what I found is it when you start to feel better, and this is the case in our family, when we started to feel better, you know, we were then ready for the next change. And over several years, we have had a lot of impactful changes in our health and in our family. And I have a lot of hope for the future for my family. My goal for healthy eating is to be able to serve the Lord with energy into my 70s and 80s. I want to be one of those people who are retired and run around and, you know, and rebuke people and mush and love people and, you know, and just and be able to build into other homeschooling families, babysit and, you know, and I joke around about rebuking, but, you know, I just want to be one of those people that has the energy to be able to do that. I don't want to be in a stupor on the couch, you know, in my 70s and really not be impactful for the Lord. So I really hope that I can pass on some tips that can make a difference. But let me just say one more thing. The number one prayer of many people when they get together is for health. They'll say, pray for this person, they're sick. Pray for that person, they're sick. And that's in most, you know, most churches that you would walk into, that's the prayer. And I think by simply following some biblical principles, and they're all outlined in the Bible, oh my goodness, we don't need to worry about these different diets and different plans, the paleo diet, the whatever diet, because really everything is in the Bible. We can reject this human wisdom and we can follow what the Lord said to eat in the Bible and we will have vibrant health.
Awesome, Leah. I agree with you, and I'm looking forward to your session. I want to end on a note to bring it home. Some of you, I hope you're listening, and you're going to come, and you're going to be with us at Finish Well, and you are going to meet people. You're going to be inspired in the sessions. Some of you, I hope, and those of you who come to Finish Well will leave, you'll impact the people around you. And whether you come or not, that's my prayer and my heart for you. So, Leah, impacting people around you for the glory of God. Let's leave our listeners with some things that they can do to make a difference in the world around them.
I think there's a tendency in the homeschool community to sort of batten down the hatches and hide in your house. But you know what? Jesus wants us out there, but he wants us to be equipped for it. And so I think one thing we can do is pray and get equipped. Come to Finish Well. Be equipped. And we can impact the world. You know, there's a lot of fear out there right now, especially with the Josh Duggar case. You know, people are wondering, is the government going to come crack down on homeschoolers? We still have to be bold. We still have to go out and show people, hey, this is a better way for you and your family. And so we can't be afraid to do that. And so, you know, if you are afraid, if you are, come to Finish Well and let's talk and let's see if we can't equip you and encourage you and lift you up. But the world is different and the world is changing. And I think that we need to stand for the truth. We need to stand for Jesus in our families. And so we need to seek out people that stand for Jesus and we need to stand with them.
Great advice. And thank you all for tuning in tonight. God bless you. And I will see you next month at Finish Well.
Thank you for listening to Finish Well Radio with Meredith Curtis and the Finish Well team. Please listen in every first Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at the Ultimate Radio Network.